Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Word at Noon. I'm asked Pastor Bill if she'd be so kind to play us some music today. We're trying to get on here. She's on home. Okay, Pastor Bill. Okay, sorry about that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Airplane mode. Okay, we're going to try this again. And pass the bail. We should play up the music.
The good, bad, the ugly, great and small. Times of victory and when I fall. I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. Oh, that I am here. Everything I survive, it's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is Thankful Thursday. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're happy to have each and every one of you guys. Before we get into Thankful Thursday, I'm going to ask Pastor Bill, if you'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Psalm 68 and verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you. Name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Father God, for all of your many blessings that you've given unto us, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. If we couldn't thank you enough, even if we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you for all of your many, many blessings that you have given unto us, Lord. We ask that you will bless your word as it goes out today, Father God. Bless each and every one on this thankful Thursday, Father God, that we are the very righteous of God. And, Lord, we give you praise for that because in your word it tells us that, word tells us that by your stripes we're healed. So we stand on the promises of God, God. And, Lord, we're just going to stand on that word no matter what. And we're thankful,
no
Father
what.
God. Word teaches us that, Lord.
Yes.
And also,
yes,
we like just give peace, just pray peace over those who are bereaved and those that are going
yes.
through. Lord, you said in your word, peace, your peace is not like the peace of the world, but the peace that you give unto us, you say you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So help us,
yes,
Lord, to
yes.
stand and go forth in that word, Father God. And, Lord, we're so thankful you are new creation for us to follow. We are to follow the newness, the way that you are bringing the word out to us, making it plain to us, so that we can be in the new and not in the old. And so, Father God, we're thankful for our pastor as he teaches that, as he shows us in the word how we are to be today, Father God. But we are getting ready for our eternal life. For your word says, for God so loved the world that he gave only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Lord, help us, Father God, to believe the word, even when it seems like there is no way for us to believe, even when doubt may creep in. We're going to bind it up in the name of Jesus
yes,
right now.
Yes. See right
in the
now.
Blood over all of us, Father God, over our pastors, over those that are listening by internet and those who have called in today, Father God, just bless right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just give you thanks today. Have your way, Father God. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Bill, for that inspiring prayer. This is Thankful Thursday. We know every day you're thankful, but we like to think that on Thursday we like to see it as being a special thankful. Like there's a scripture you may be thankful for. There's a word that you're thankful for that you want to share. I know we all are thankful for everything, and I get all of that. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. In everything. Doesn't matter what you give thanks.
Yeah.
At this time, we're going to open it up. If anyone like to be thankful for something, I ask you to press 1, and that let me know you're interested in sharing your thoughts, sharing what you're thankful for. Hallelujah.
Okay. Good afternoon to everyone.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the beautiful prayer, Pastor Bell. I'm thankful for everything, but especially for my spirituality and my acknowledgement of the things that God allows me to acknowledge. And we're thankful that I am spiritual. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Evangelist Karen. There's another one. Press 1. Hallelujah. Okay. I believe this is Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Say it.
Yes, sir. I just want to take the time out to tell the Lord thank you. Thank
yes.
you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I messed around. The doctor put me on bed rest. When he said I was healed, I was like, okay, me and Jim went to the car show. We were up there all day. We were up there so long that I had one bar left of juice on my chair. we were just enjoying ourselves. And I didn't hurt, but it's back because I wouldn't stay off my butt.
Oh, my goodness.
I just asked for prayer that, I mean, when we went in there, the doctor was like, the first thing came out of his mouth was bed rest. As y'all do want to see. So I'm stuck in the bed for now, but it's okay. I'm going to get this healing. It's okay. Mm-hmm. God is with me. He's going to heal this body
right.
and tell me to run on. And that's just what I'm going to do, run on and tell everybody. Even if they don't want to listen, I'm going to speak it to
everybody.
for sure. And I love you all. I thank you for your prayers. And I continue to keep you in my prayers. And ask that you will keep me in your prayers. Amen.
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 Ooh, praise
anyone
God,
else,
praise.
It's Thankful Thursday. Something that you're thankful for. If there's a scripture, I like 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything, give thanks. Doesn't matter what it is, in everything, give thanks. Matter of fact, the Bible said this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. It's God's will that we be thankful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone there, just press 1. Hallelujah. You know, I used to leave the broadcast open, but this shows me that you want to engage when you press 1. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I know that was Evangelist Renee, but Evangelist Sharon, I couldn't really hear yours because I guess my mic or something wasn't, because of something
I really
quite...
couldn't hear her either. She was kind of muffled.
Okay, could you say that again, Evangelist Sharon, please?
Yes, I'm thankful for everything. Good afternoon
thanks,
to everybody, and thanks, Pastor Bell, for that beautiful prayer. And I'm thankful for Proverbs 3:5, and I'm thankful that I'm spiritual and God allows me to know everything. Thank you. God bless everybody.
Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. But in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will, not might, he will direct your path when you acknowledge him in all
That's
your
right.
ways. Not some of them. but in all of them. Yeah.
And that's right.
This ain't Burger King. You can't have it your way. Anyone else?
Now.
Thankful Thursday. Anyone else?
Okay, Pastor, I like the Colossians 2 and verses. I'm going to start with verse 6. Verses 6 and 6 through 8. Reading from the King James. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware that any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. And then that says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. And so reading it from translation, it says, and now, just as you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Verse 8 says, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that comes from human thinking and from the spiritual power of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. Amen, amen. So I know that 6 and 7 was one of our scriptures, and so I'm just thankful to know that we can be built up in Christ. And built up in Christ, we can, you know, be established in him, fully established. That's why I like that scripture I had read. Pastor had gave us Psalm 68:19, probably last year, some time ago. And, you know, and he was talking about God's promises. And I had to get searched till I found that scripture, promises of God. Amen. So I'm going to lean and depend on him. And let him work, do his work in me. Amen, amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Press 1. Anyone else? Press 1. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
The Lord had given me a word in the middle of the night. For some reason, I just couldn't sleep, and I woke up. And normally, I have a good rest. But last night, something was concerning my spirit, troubling my spirit. And the Lord said, showed me in his word that this is what we ought to be thankful for, is his word. He says, in everything, give thanks. So I said, for your word, the Lord said, yeah, give me thanks for my word. And I said, why? Because of Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is quick, meaning it's alive, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow, and a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Well, when I saw that, well, I kind of know that scripture, but God showed me revelation on that. He said, the word of God is alive. We need to treat it like it's alive. So I said, Lord, how is that? And he gave me this illustration about, I want y'all to think about this now. He gave me this illustration about Alka-Seltzer. You know, Pid-Pid, the Alka-Seltzer. Am I saying that right, Pastor? The Alka-Seltzer?
Yeah, Alka-Seltzer.
Those tablets. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's powerful. Alka-Seltzer is powerful for upset stomachs. And you people been like me, been out there in the world and did some of this. Well, they would give you Alka-Seltzer. But an Alka-Seltzer doesn't work. Watch this now. It doesn't work until you put it in a glass, put some water with it. Then you get that fizz. That's when it becomes powerful. That thing becomes powerful then. I know I got one witness out here. Know that once you put that Alka-Seltzer in there, that's when you see the power. Well, God said that's the way his word is. See, he sent his word to heal, but it doesn't work till you start confessing it.
Yeah.
Because he promised that his word will not return unto him void, but accomplish what he sent it out to do. Well, the word of God is powerful, and it's so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you all to see this. And it's powerful. Well, how it make it powerful? Once you begin to activate the word of God in your spirit, man, just like when you get saved. When you get saved, it's Romans 10:9-10, confess with your mouth. Just looking at it doesn't make it work. The word of God works when you start confessing it, when you start speaking it. Healing start working when you start speaking. The word of God is designed to work for us, but it works with us and for us, but it won't work without you. See, God is not going to make anything happen until you make it happen. The moment you speak the word of God, then it comes alive in your spirit because it's already alive. Guess what? Watch this. God and his word is the same.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God. And that was not anything made except by the word of God. The word of God is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how much God you want? How much word you want? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So the more word you hear, the more. Now, let me tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says that God sent his word to heal us. Well, how that works? It works when you get it in you, and just like the Alka-Seltzer, it starts operating, it starts agitating, it starts evolving. It gets the power in it. See, without you engaging like that, without you allowing the Alka-Seltzer to do its thing in water or mix it with something. And then in that same chapter, so y'all can see all of this. I know I'm going kind of fast. I should take my time because I've been known to go fast. But the Bible says this, for he that is entered into the rest, he also has ceased from his own work as God did from his. So let us labor, therefore, to enter into this rest, and many fall after the same example of unbelief. See, if you believe, you're going to act on the word of God. James 1:22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. It only works when you do it. If you don't do it, it won't work. Alka-Seltzer, it ain't no good as long as it's in the package. But the moment you mix it, see, so that's what they're talking about in Hebrew. The word of God, they didn't mix it with faith. When you mix it, that's when it works. When you act on it, it's when it works. That's when you begin to see the full effect of it. It's when you act on it. Other than that, it's just in a package. It ain't doing nothing in that package.
Amen.
You don't get the reaction you need. See, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I make demands on my body to release the right chemical. My body is in a perfect chemical balance. Listen, brother and sister, the secret is when you tell your body to line up to the word of God and you stand on it, tumors have to go. Disease has to go because that word is in there now.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says he have delivered us from the power of darkness. How did he do that? When you speak the word of God. See, your word is manifest in your body. It's called growth. It calls arthritis. Do you realize everything in you has to obey the word of God? Do you know it's nothing hidden from the word of God? You don't believe that. You read the 13th verse. It says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in the sight, in his sight, but all things are naked. I like to think butt naked. Think like that or ain't nothing. Now, when I say butt naked, but when it just says naked, but when it says butt naked, and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Everything naked. You can't hide from God. I don't know why you got this idea that you can hide from God. You can't hide from God. Whatever you do in that building, God sees it. And what you do outside the building, God sees it. You ever notice how people get holy between 11 o'clock on Sunday and 1 o'clock? Everybody gets so holy. Why? But what you got to hide outside of that? He see you between 11 and 1. That's the most prejudiced hour on the face of the earth. Between 11 and 1. White folk go in their church. Mexican go in there. Black go in there. God see all this stuff. But everything naked. God see your thoughts. He know your intent.
Yes, he does.
God know your intent. Yo, you may tell me anything, but God know what the real deal is. He knows.
Yes.
But the Bible says, and we was talking this the other day, see, Jesus has to become Lord. That means master, ruler. He's Lord. He's Lord over everything. Sickness, disease have no power over us. I am forgiven, free from sin and guilt. And I'm dead to sin and alive to righteousness. People want to preach condemnation. Well, I want to hear that because Jesus have already taken care of the sin problem. Now, I know some of y'all may question this, and we'll get into it another time. And then tomorrow, I'll answer all questions you want to. I'll be free to answer any question you want to. But tomorrow, trust me, if you have any questions concerning this, because I said this is somebody else, yeah, Jesus had taken care of the sin problem. The Bible says God made him who knew no sin to become sin for you. I asked a friend of mine, I said, if I pay all your bills, are you going to turn around and pay them? She said, no, I'm not going to do that. She said, I go and pay your light bill, pay your water bill, pay your car. If I paid all your bills, you're going to look stupid trying to pay it. That's where the world at. Jesus already took care of the sin problem with his own blood. He took it, and the Father examined that blood and said, son, sit here on my right. That blood took care of the sin problem. Why? Because the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. So he shed his blood. I know I can get one amen. He shed his blood on Calvary. I know you heard about that story. You didn't hear about anything. You heard about him hanging on the tree. Where his blood was shed, dripped down. When they put the 72 thorns on his head. Well, his blood was shed. Well, that took care of the sin problem. So the Bible says that God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. So he took care of our sin problem, okay? Well, what problem do we have? Our problem that we have is a righteous problem. We got to start seeking God's righteousness that he got for us. You ain't got to work for it, just receive it. As many as receive him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully we didn't overlook anybody, but I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, they will pick it up tomorrow. Miracles are still happening today. Miracles and healings are not of the past, as some people want to think, because they stop teaching it. And because you stop teaching it, that's why folk can't get healed. You stop teaching it, people can't get delivered. You stop teaching what the word says about things. You don't expect anything other than that, because God can only confirm his word with signs following. God's word says, I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So if he healed yesterday, he going to heal today, and he going to heal tomorrow. So guess what, baby? Yeah. You're right there. You're right there at the throne room of God. He can't wait to give you your miracle. The works that I do, you will do also, Jesus said over there in John 14:12. So we can do it. We can lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. See, God's word is now a promise. It does take faith, and faith as small as a mustard seed, and that faith is that word. Just speak it. Speak one word, and things are getting ready to change in your life right now. And if you don't have the scripture that you can constantly go over and over and over, let me know, and I'll give you one. But meanwhile, we'll see you guys on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah. Stay blessed.
God bless.